In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. Go to cropmetcalf.com. You can get all the details you need right there. Here's a detail. We'll get into Dan Quinn and some of the things that Mark Ein, one of the minority owners of the Commanders, had to say on Kevin Sheehan's podcast over the weekend. We'll get into that in just a bit. And a bit later on the show, actually on the station at 10:30, we will be carrying the joint press conference of both Dan Quinn and Adam Peters as training camp is set to kick off today. First practice is tomorrow, but veterans report today. It all gets started today.
Our buddies, Peters and Quinn.
Yeah, we're tight with them now. We know
they're actually like notoriously good guys. People know them for being good guys.
Yeah, they didn't disappoint.
They're very serious and they're hardworking. And
they're just good dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're approachable.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Judy. We talked about the fact that we should inevitably be in the Radio Hall of Fame. I mean, it is what it is.
Right. It's
Hall of Fame careers.
Basically, it's going to happen.
It's got to happen. I just hope it happens when we're alive, not dead.
I
would like to be in the Ring of Honor.
It's not if, it's when. It's kind of that kind of thing.
Well, it should be.
we would hope.
Yeah. But we did talk about it. It's kind of a weird quirk. Like, this is like so weird. Like, how many radio museums are there in the country?
I don't know. I don't know.
There happens to be a radio museum actually in Bowie, the podunk town we grew up in.
Yes.
It's grown into a fairly large
town. It's kind of a booming metropolis
kind
at this point.
Kind of booming at this point. There's an old dilapidated house where actually, if I was being honest with you, JP could confirm this. I believe his old cleaning lady, Olivia. Was that her name? Olivia?
No, it's not Olivia.
Olivia.
Olivia?
Yes. Yeah. See, I know her. It's not the one that was the last 20 years. It's before her.
Okay.
Oh. Her name was not Betty. Not Betty. No.
Betty.
Her name was Olivia.
Okay.
She lived in that house.
Oh, did not know that.
Yes.
Let's go to quite a nugget.
Judy. Judy, what's up?
Hi. How are you?
Hello, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Good
so
morning.
what is your deal?
I actually work at the National Capital Radio and Television Museum in Bowie.
Radio in Bowie. Wow.
How long have you worked there?
Going on 3 years.
How long has it been opened?
Since 1999. Actually, we are celebrating when we first got our nonprofit status was in 25 years ago in August. And so this August, we're celebrating with a big birthday bash at the museum on August 10th.
Is there any mention of the Junks? Are we in the Bowie Radio Museum?
Not as of yet.
I mean, that's just a glaring omission.
What's in the museum?
Well, we sort of start from spark to bite, actually, is a good way to describe
what?
It. The beginnings of radio and television, not just manufacturing, but broadcasting here in America.
Do you have, like, tributes to iconic shows through the years?
We have some Lucy. We have some Howdy Doody. We have
Howdy Doody.
It's
a bunch of old like radio receivers and stuff. It's like the first radios and all
like,
the wooden
like Roger
stuff.
Roger the engineer.
Yeah, Roger
he would walk in and take his pants off in this place.
I understand.
Yes, we do have a lot of receivers. We do have a lot of antique radios.
Right.
And
you don't
have a ham radio station.
You have a ham radio
station.
That
doesn't count. That's
you don't
not
have
real.
Like in Cooperstown, like a little wing of like iconic shows through the years.
Not yet.
No.
One of the things we just got a brand new executive director, and something we're doing with his strategic planning is we're sort of rethinking and needing to revamp the museum.
Yeah, it needs a jolt is what that museum needs.
I bet. You would have your first induction.
Yeah, like the Junkies Wing. Like we should have, let's be honest, we're the biggest radio stars that will ever come out of Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, that's for sure.
I mean,
that's very true.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's impossible for them to be bigger.
Can you seriously think of some sort of honor for us?
I think we could come up with something.
Yeah. Does anybody go to the museum?
Yes. Not as many people as we like because not a lot of people know we're there.
How many people do you think you get in a week?
Well, in a week.
50?
50. They'd kill 50.
25?
Maybe around 25. We're only open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
And
so that kind of limits.
Are they drop-ins or do you have to have
for the weekend, Valdez?
They drop-ins or do you have to have an appointment?
Nope. You can just drop in.
Okay.
You don't need an appointment unless you're a group of eight or more.
Didn't one of the Skins owners, don't you have to make an appointment to go to his museum? Didn't he have some?
Oh, Mitchell Rails.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but talk about that. That's like a real museum.
Yeah, I'm doing a bit.
Hey,
I'm doing
a
bit.
We're a real museum too.
Yeah.
Sorry,
drive by and they see the museum and they do a U-turn and go pull in the parking lot and go in.
Sometimes, yes.
All right.
And then we have people from all over come and see us. Actually.
Really?
All right. That's kind of surprising.
Hold on. What do you describe as all over?
Crofton.
Well, we've had people
Gambles.
From
Laurel.
See, got over the gambles joke.
We get a lot of people from Virginia. We get a lot of people from Pennsylvania. We've had people from all 50 states come and visit us.
Now
and
that surprises
I believe over 20 countries.
Really? What do you do?
Well.
What do you do? You check passports or whatever when they get in? How do you know?
Maybe they have the map where, like, you push the pin in. Like, hey, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. Push the pin in.
Our docents will usually strike up a conversation as part of their tour.
Because it's so rare.
And it usually comes from, you know, well, how did you hear about us?
Right. Gotcha.
How did you find us?
How are you funded? If you're a nonprofit, how are you funded?
Oh, a lot of grants. Some benefactors, but nothing like big.
If the Junks wrote a check, would that ensure some sort of wing or some sort of?
I think it depends on how big the check
is. Listen, guys, to get their stars.
It depends on how big the check is.
You understand
guys? We need a new building. We've outgrown our small.
That sort of check.
No, I'm thinking about a few $100.
Yeah, we're talking about like maybe make a Junkies shed.
Guys
next
pay
to the
for their
building.
Own stars on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
That's a known thing.
Right.
That is true.
I think it's like $75,000 or something. You got to pay for your own star.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you write us a check, we will definitely give you your own spot in our museum.
Now, spot is different than a wing, EB. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if she's tracking with us on the wing.
Right.
Have you been inside that tiny building?
No.
I think I actually have been once.
Right, she emphasized
but
tiny.
In other words, I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whatever. And I know you're not a Hall of Fame. You're a museum. But, you know, they have, like, glass stuff. Like, you could have, like, Cakes' a hat in there. Or, like, you know. and like Lurch's sweatpants, the iconic sweatpants he wears all the time.
His loogie cup.
Yeah, his loogie cup. You know? Like, are you
Well, like I said, we're doing strategic planning here soon, which means we're looking for the future to get in line what exhibits we're planning.
Right.
We could do a local for you guys.
Here's what I would do. I would just take all of those radios from the 1920s and 1930s and have a bonfire with those.
Right.
And just turn it into a junks museum.
People love that.
Like, turn it into a junks museum.
You would get more visitors if you turned it into a junks museum.
We're just being honest with you.
You would get more visitors.
Oh, we couldn't do that. There's a lot of history there.
Okay.
But we would love to have an exhibit. Definitely.
All right, well, we're working. I mean, we're getting closer.
Are people really going to fly in from L.A.
to see the junks?
To see a World War II era radio?
I mean, you can find it on the Facebook Marketplace.
Well, they're not flying in just to see it. I mean, they just happen to pass it and say, "Oh, it's a museum, radio museum. Let's check it out."
Yeah, they got nothing but.
They definitely don't fly into Bowie just to see it.
They got to do more brainstorming. Honestly, a national TV museum is a good idea. There's been a lot of cool stuff that's happened on TV over the last 100 years.
Sure.
And throw radio in there. They got 7 rooms filled with old radio receivers. Mm-hmm. That's about
7 tiny rooms.
Okay.
Tiny
but nobody wants to see that.
I know, but if you actually think about it, a TV museum is pretty cool. You could see, learn throughout all the great things. Ed Sullivan Show, Tonight Show, a billion things. You could attract visitors from all over.
Yeah.
Well, she could also, but are you focusing on the TV part? Focus on the radio part. The
radio too.
Icons from different eras.
I got it. It's not as visual, though.
Okay, but do you go and you see the visual? You have the displays like you do at Cooperstown.
They should have a Howard Stern exhibit.
Sure, of course.
Sure.
Imus.
Soupy Sales.
Yeah.
Put them all in there.
The junks.
We do need to move into some of the more modern stuff, and with that strategic plan, one of our exhibits is needing to focus on the more modern day.
Yeah, you need more contemporary
more
stuff.
All
you've
right.
seen one radio top. Yeah. You've seen them all.
Yeah, they're all the old broke wooden radios.
Well, it's a radio with a dial.
Yeah.
What?
All right, Judy, just get back to us and let us know how big our display is and everything that we'll determine if we're going to show up.
Yeah, and if we're going to stroke a check.
Like, how big is our check going to be?
Not very big. Not very big.
It'll be about as big as one of those
Bickle's,
tiny
Bickle's got to pay for Cornell. He ain't paying for that.
$400,000.
Right.
Yeah. There's not a lot of extra disposable income over there.
No. In fact, we just asked Ed for another 30.
I got a little bit in Venmo I can send you. That's about
All right. Hey, Judy, we got to run.
All right. Well, please try to stop by the museum anytime. We would love to have you.
We'll meet you there.
No check. And I'll put you on our strategic plan, and we'll try to get something in motion.
Get back in touch with us when you come up with a grand display. You know, I want behind glass. You know what I mean? Like, fancy. Like maybe a bust.
Yeah, a nice display.
Like a Canton bust.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can definitely do that.
They're put definitely our bobbleheads
in there. Stop by on August 10th for our birthday bash, if you can.
I'll be on vacation, but I would have, but I won't be in town.
Thank you, Judy. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
All right.
Thanks, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Yep. Take care.
A nice lady.
She's very nice.
She was very nice.
The nice lady. I've been driving by that thing for 20 years.
Let's be honest. If they have a museum with 7 tiny rooms, one of those rooms should be like a junks-centric room.
I would think.
Like, be dedicated to the biggest radio stars that will ever come out of Bowie, Maryland.
Drab.
Right?
It's the old hooptiest house. I mean, have you ever seen it before?
Do they even have a sign?
I see
do they have a sign outside?
Yeah, they
indicating
do.
Indicating what
do.
Is in the house?
If you would have asked me over under on 20 people for the year, I would have gone under.
I just had to laugh when you're like, so, you take appointments?
So is the parking lot?
I would think you would take appointments because no one goes.
Right.
Like, someone has to actually be there to let you in because no one goes.
Is the parking lot just the driveway?
I think so.
Because it's a house, right?
I'm telling
there's a driveway.
You, I swear on my children, that house used to be JP's cleaning lady's house.
That's so funny.
I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
It was like an old farmhouse.
Right.
Like,
Back in the 70s?
Alluvia.
Alluvia.
That was her name.
Is she no longer with us? Probably not.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, Cakes.
Yes,
After the break, let's talk about Dan Quinn and Adam Peters.
Yes, we'll do that.
And how you and I were hanging out with them last night.
We'll talk about that, and we'll also get into Mark Ein, who was on with Kevin Sheehan over the weekend, and he's talking about the relationship between Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. We've got some audio to play from that. We'll do all that next. Summertime is upgrade time, and the summer drive event at Lindsay, that's the place to make it happen. That's Lindsay Chevy in Woodbridge, Lindsay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Manassas, and Lindsay Ford there in Wheaton. What's my guy Danny Dimes got cooking over at Lindsay Chevy? Well, how about heavy and light-duty Silverados, Colorados, full-size Tahoes and Suburbans, and many more. Even the all-new in-demand Blazer EVs and new body style vets, too, or right now at Lindsay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can shop a sizzling selection of new Wranglers, Grand Cherokees, Challengers, heavy and light duty Ram trucks, and much more. And they're all priced to move, too. Your next great summer adventure starts at Lindsay Ford. New Explorer, Escape, Edge, Bronco, Mustang, Mach-E, and more. Plus, new F-150 trucks, including Super Duties and Transit vans, too. You know Lindsay wants your trade. They're shipping you all of the chips up to 120% of the KBB value right now. So take it from your pal Cakes from the Junks. Just like me, you'll love it at Lindsay, lindsaycars.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
To thank the PR staff of the Washington Commanders again for having us out last night. They had a media event on the eve of training camp at DC Prime. Had a happy hour.
Yep.
was a good time.
Dan
Big
Quinn
contingent
was there.
Media turning out. Dan Quinn was there.
Adam Peters showed up.
Adam Peters showed up, I want to say 40, 45 minutes into the event.
Let me ask you.
The Redskins, the Commanders PR staff, really good guys.
Yeah. Did Dan and Adam address the crowd, or they just kind of mingle?
Just mingled.
Just mingled throughout. Nice.
It was a small room, so there was, there wasn't like a stage set up or podium. They just came in, started saying hello.
Right.
They were just, they're very cool, very easy to talk to.
Right.
Very
both
approachable.
Both of them very, very approachable, down very easy. Earth. Adam Peters, very easy to talk to.
Right. Who's bigger, Peters or Quinn?
Quinn.
What do you mean bigger?
Like
wider?
Bigger, physically taller.
Wider. Peters is taller.
But Quinn is just bigger.
Yeah, Quinn's bigger.
Yeah.
But Peters is taller.
Yeah. Huh.
But all just right. Good guys.
Dan Quinn, bald, silly, had it nice and tight.
Yeah.
Super tight.
But he wasn't wearing a hat backwards.
No hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dressed appropriately.
Dressed appropriately,
I don't
yes.
think hats are allowed in that restaurant.
They right. might not be.
Right.
Probably frowned upon.
I could
upon.
Be wrong on
actually,
that, but I didn't see anybody.
Chick Hernandez is wearing a hat. I think it's a fedora.
That's true.
He likes to wear stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you, I went to, what's the name of that place I told you? Chart House? I went to in Annapolis, where everybody was from the Naval Academy wearing sweaters around their necks.
Everybody's fancy.
Yeah, and I had a golf hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like a TaylorMade hat.
Did they ask you to take it off politely?
Nope.
No?
They said, come on in. It's a white tablecloth spot. Mm. I didn't know it was.
Sure.
They changed it now.
Hoity-toity.
It's hoity-toity now. Never go back.
It's
too bougie for me.
Yeah.
Food's good, though, isn't it?
Excellent food. Yeah. If you like $200 salmon.
I might be the newest Commander fan in the city.
You might be.
Because Dan and Adam are just
such
cool dudes.
Such good guys.
Yeah.
Well, Jay was a great guy.
I love Jay.
Did you root for them when Jay was coaching?
Can't remember.
Yeah. You're easily
I rooted for some of the guys on fantasy teams.
What about you, Cakes? I almost anointed you a Skins fan. I had you close about 10
You've
years
had me
ago.
Very close over the years.
We almost had a ceremony where I was going to baptize you.
Yeah, I feel like I should throw my support behind them because they are the home team.
No,
and
but
I
it's got to be
all the other home
it's
teams.
Got to be what the heart wants. The heart's got to want it.
I don't know if it's organic. I just don't know if I but,
like when they lose, it doesn't hurt you. I know it hurts your pocket.
But it doesn't.
But it,
no,
doesn't,
it doesn't like
you.
Ruin my day. I mean, I want them to win. I want them to be successful. Like, they've been down in the dumps for 30
I want them to
years.
Be successful.
No, it makes me angry. It makes me want to kick a hole in the wall when they lose.
Right. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, you get fiery. But I will say that
I just get mad.
I like those guys so much. I want them to win because I want them to stay. And I want them to get fired after 3 years.
I want Cakes to have an emotion.
I have plenty of emotions. I just... Don't have them.
I mean,
for the Commanders.
If the Commanders
live and die
by their wins and losses.
Let me ask you a question. If the Commanders,
if
the Commanders didn't make the playoffs in Quinn's first 3 years, is you think he's gone?
Yeah.
Three years?
You got 3 years.
Maybe four, but
you don't get.
Depending on how bad it was.
You don't get to go 0-3.
I think it depends on the optics. Like, is it a bad 0-3 missing playoffs, or are you just missing
I mean, if they're
the
getting better, but they're still missing the playoffs, maybe.
If you go 0-3 for playoffs, you don't get a chance to go for the fourth. It's just the reality of life.
It's in the NFL, it's tough.
It's not, whatever.
Right, so that's why I want them to be good, because I like Quinn.
Right.
And I want them to stay.
Well, that dovetails with the audio. We're going to play audio from the Kevin Sheehan podcast from this weekend, where he was joined by one of the Commanders' minority owners, Mark Ein, and he's talking about how Peters really wanted Dan Quinn. That was his guy from the get-go.
We know, a little bit about the Adam Peters process. I mean, he was the number one GM candidate on the market. What stuck out in particular to all of you about Dan Quinn?
Culture. He was Adam's first choice from the beginning. He was the person he wanted. Because he felt paired with him, that was the perfect combination. Adam never wavered from thinking that Dan was the person he wanted. And then, again, I didn't interview him, so I didn't meet him. But just, talking to Josh and the guys while they're doing it, that was the thing from the first interview, was just, if you want to transform a culture, there's not going to be no one better than Dan Quinn. If you want to inject energy into an organization, there's no one better than Dan Quinn. And he's proving exactly that to be the case.
Look, I've met Dan Quinn in person once.
Mm-hmm.
for 5 seconds last night before he walked into the room.
Yeah.
Jason was like my wingman, intro me, because they're Salisbury guys. They were chopping it up.
We were talking about the bars we used to hang out with.
Like, when he walked in,
Shelly's Circle Bar,
he definitely has a presence about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a big Ben Johnson nerd, but I'm guessing if Ben Johnson walked into DC Prime and I didn't know who he was, I'd be like, okay, who's that dork?
Ben Johnson looks like a guy that could mop the floor.
Dan Quinn walks in, and it's like, he just has, like, there's an aura about it. Like, he knows he, like, is owning, he's like, owns the room when he walks in. But he's not outward about it. Like, it's just, like, the way he carries himself.
And it doesn't mean that Ben Johnson's a bad coach, but I'm telling you, Ben Johnson's vibes are putrid.
Right.
They're not great immaculate vibes.
Yeah.
And
Dan Quinn, immaculate
vibes.
Yeah,
I was going to say, if Ben Johnson was the coach, I don't know if I would feel like he's approachable.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He just seems like very nerdy, quieter, more introverted.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. There are some coaches that maybe are like that. He just a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I buy it. I know Drabby and I were arguing. Drabby is basically, I mean, I'll let him speak for himself, but essentially Drabby's like, they're just recreating history, trying to pump up their guy.
When Quinn walked in, he was behind, like, 10 feet away from me. Like, I saw him over my shoulder, and first time I saw him in person, I was like, well, he's a badass. He's like leader of men. You could just tell.
Yes.
Without even like talking to him.
Yes.
You could just look at him and be like, that dude knows what he's doing.
Mine also didn't say he was everybody's first choice.
Right.
He's saying he was Adam's first choice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sounds like he might not even have been Ein's first choice because I never interviewed him.
Yeah.
But he's saying he was Adam's first choice.
I'm sure we don't have this audio, but I heard, you know, Kevin asked Ein, like, were you in on the process of, like, you know, hiring the coaches or whatever? And he's like, no. He's like, and I liked his answer where he's like, that's why we're hiring.
That was Adam.
Adam Peters.
Yeah.
Like, because we know he's great at what he does, and we're going to let him make those decisions. Like, he might have been in the back of the room, but he's not, you know, there trying to steer it one way or another.
Drab, you prepared to call Mark Ein a liar?
I think, they're recreating history. Now,
you're calling him a liar.
Sometimes you call me a Commander's hater. I love Dan Quinn. I said from the very get-go, that's the guy they should hire.
Okay.
Now, look, he was with the Seahawks, so he's a favorite of mine, but I just know that he's a great leader.
Yeah.
But everyone was fawning all over Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Including Adam Peters. They're on the flight. People are tweeting, all signs point to Ben Johnson. Done deal. Just a matter of time. Dan Quinn embarrassing himself at TSA line, waiting to get shipped out of town after his 15th interview when they said no. You don't let coaches get away. What happened was Dan Quinn came here. They interviewed him for like the fifth time. He flew home. They flew to Detroit, and then Ben Johnson told them no on the plane. They did a U-turn, came back, and hired Dan Quinn.
Because they were leaving every stone unturned.
No, Ben Johnson gave them two middle fingers.
They wanted to turn over every stone.
I'm not saying they didn't like Dan Quinn.
Huh?
I'm not saying they didn't like Dan Quinn. I'm saying they had their eyes set on Ben Johnson.
They left no stone unturned.
They had already interviewed Johnson. So why would they?
It was a quick phoner or something.
So you don't.
Maybe he was off-putting.
Listen, his personality stinks. That's not the guy for this program. He may be a great head coach sometime. He's a dud.
Also, nobody wanted Dan Quinn. The Commander fans, people in the know, smart people like Jason Bishop and Drab,
I did.
Knew that Dan Quinn was a good head coach.
No, I think if you go to the audio,
you guys, everyone was angry that he was going to be the coach.
Everyone wanted
bright offensive young
that's
mind.
That's not true. Go to the audio. Go to the audio. Find me saying, I want Ben Johnson.
I wanted that.
Find that. You'll have a hard time finding that.
The Commanders fan base as a whole was obsessed with Ben Johnson.
For sure. Because that's who the local media suggested was the number one target. And it may have been for Josh Harris. Maybe it was for, I don't know, Mitch Rails. Maybe it was for the donk from the Golden State.
Matt Myers. Matt Myers on the mic. Do you believe Mark Ein?
No.
So you believe that Peters wanted Ben Johnson first?
I believe that there were other people.
Or a couple other guys.
There were other people in the organization that were tantalized by the Ben Johnson offensive numbers.
Maybe, I think that too.
Maybe Peters wanted Peters Johnson first, but then
when he met him.
And to be honest with you, I don't think Ben Johnson wanted to come here.
That could be
it's a double whammy. Of course,
apparently he didn't want to go anywhere.
100%.
Yeah, and then
it's obvious.
And then
because he stayed in Detroit,
he's comfortable in his Detroit cocoon for right now.
But that doesn't mean that it wasn't Peter's first choice. Still wasn't Dan Quinn. But Peter's may have only Peter's may not have the final call.
They got look. They were trying to be players, and they got rejected by the first girl they asked to homecoming.
What if Peter?
And they're fine. And they were fine. And they were fine taking.
I don't think they offered it to Ben Johnson.
What if Peter's what? What if his first choice was Ben Johnson, and then when they met in person, he said, this guy's a dud. This guy's not the leader that we need. I'm going to pivot. Maybe that happens.
Why were they so angry about the getting on the plane and going to
because
see
him? Because they were planning their whole, you know, like you'd be angry about anything. If you're planning, you're leaving no stone unturned. You're going to fly out of your way to go meet this jerk. And now he's you're mid-flight, and he says,
scorn lovers.
Huh?
Scorn lovers.
They should have been happy they didn't have to go to Detroit.
Dude, I get pissed if I wait here for half an hour and a guest doesn't call. I mean, like, you wasted your time.
At the end of the day, the best thing happened. Dan Quinn became their head coach.
I just want you to acknowledge that, Mark, you're calling. I want... Drab T-shirt is calling Mark Ein publicly, who's been on the show, who listens to the show.
Yeah.
I have mutual friends with Mark. He's call your call, not me. Drab T-shirt is calling him a liar.
It's a white lie. It's not a big deal. He's pumping his guy up. This isn't like
I disagree. I think it's one. It's just an example where nobody knew. Some people were guessing that Johnson was the guy, and it just wasn't the guy. He might have been Mitchell Rales' guy.
Remind me how many teams Ben Johnson interviewed with for the head coaching position.
I'm not sure that he interviewed more than one or two. I'm not sure.
I thought it was multiple, but I'd have to go back.
I think Valdez is right. Ben Johnson ultimately did not want to leave Detroit for here. Mm-hmm. If they had offered, I think that's why he took himself out of the running.
Or anywhere else. Or else he would have gone left.
I think that point's correct.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that he blew Adam Peters away. Because all I can do is watch one interview with that loser, and I can tell he's got no personality. Yeah, not a leader of men.
Damn, I should have asked Adam off the record that last night. Hey, with Dan Quinn standing right next to him.
Yeah, but he, you know.
What do you think he's going to say?
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Hey,
and I think
Adam,
also they had the benefit of knowing, look, what you could also have said to Dan, hey, listen, man, we're close here. Just got to let us play this out. If anybody calls you and offers you anything, make sure you get in touch with us first. Don't accept another job. Mm-hmm. That's normal. That happens when you interview people.
These guys love each other.
So, I believe Eric Bickle believes Mark Ein. Matt Cahill
does not.
Is calling him publicly a liar, a white liar, but a liar.
Put it out there.
It's the end of the day. That's what it comes.
He's
down
recreating
to.
History. A lie is it?
I'm guessing Drab is going to hit up Mark Ein for the City DC Open tickets.
Yeah, I actually am. Go to the City Open. I'm going next Friday.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, not anymore.
Who's the number one seed? Tiafo?
It could be.
Actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
Love the City Open.
You were
Love that event.
You think I'm going to be on a band?
You were going.
Do not admit this man.
Right.
Right there.
It's a little white lie to pump up Dan Quinn, which is fine.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they got the right guy.
I hope they do.
I think they do. I just, obviously it's got to come down to the quarterback.
Yeah.
But hopefully they got not just Quinn, but Peters.
Yep. And speaking of Quinn and Peters, you can listen to them here on The Fan. They will be holding a joint press conference on the first day of training camp from Ashburn. That'll be on the air right around 10:30 right here on The Fan. We'll be right back. So EB loves Daily Mail. He checks it like every day. It's almost always like negative, like horrible stories.
I don't like that part of it, but it's great fodder for the show.
But here's an actual positive story.
And also a lot of the stories are literally full of fake information.
Okay,
but it is interesting.
I'm assuming this is true.
Parts are true.
Here's your headline. Miracle as hiker 48 is found alive after 2 weeks missing in Kentucky wilderness as rescuers reveal the clue that helped find him. So the hiker's name was Scott Hearn. He was last seen by his family in Ohio on July 4th before he went hiking in the Red River Gorge, which is nearly 100 miles away, the next day. The Wolf County Search and Rescue Team said his diary revealed he had previously visited Bell Falls along Highway 715, which led crews to visit that area on Saturday. During the search, about 2 weeks after he was reported missing, rescuers found a shoe print and evidence of a walking stick. Then a faint noise was heard calling out, and Hearn was located on a steep embankment below a cliff line. He was found 14 days after he went missing.
That's unbelievable.
He survived 12 days, according to the story.
Eating what?
Without any food or water.
He didn't even have rainwater?
That's impossible.
He didn't even have rainwater?
I don't think
you can survive without water for 2 weeks.
I'm reading directly from the story.
I know. I just don't believe that.
It is truly a miracle that Mr. Hearn was found after 14 days and 12 days without any food or water. We were persistent in our search, but hope was fading.
That's amazing.
Look, I don't know a lot about hiking, but aren't you never supposed to go hiking alone? Like, isn't that like a big no-no? Like, because in case you get lost or you get injured or...
Well, what good does it tell you, do you, like, if me and you got lost together, it'd be just as bad as just me or you.
I think we couldn't do anything. I think it's more for, like, if I snap my ankle...
If you have a medical emergency.
Maybe you can be a hero and strap me to your back and carry me out of the
Yeah, but if we both get lost, we're both lost.
Then it's real trouble.
Valdez, this is from medicine.net. Okay. Very reputable site.
Sure. First I'm hearing of it, but go ahead.
I just said, how long can you survive until dehydration kills you?
Yeah.
It says 3 days.
So maybe he sipped out of a creek bed or something.
That's what I'm saying. He had to have had something.
There's
no way you can go 14 days without water. The body can't withstand that.
But also credit him for he had like a hiking journal or diary telling people like where he was going. Mm. I guess in case he went missing.
Yeah. We talked about the Portnoy thing where he was floating away on his boat,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he had to fire off a flare.
That's right.
Nobody even saw the flare. He was just lucky that somebody was on like a little canoe.
Right.
And they found him. I'm telling you, man, I don't have that adventurous bone in my body. I don't need to go hiking, and I don't need to go.
I'm okay.
I really don't even need to take a boat.
I'm okay to do like a short hike, like inside of a national park. Maybe like 4 miles total, 2 miles out, 2 miles back, stay on the trail the whole time. I can do that. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's easy.
But not along the Red River Gorge?
Just going out like on the Appalachian Trail.
By yourself?
With a big giant backpack and little else?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not for me. Well, not my thing.
This is what you do. You go with other people.
You go with other people.
All right. That's 100%. What you do.
But you could go with other people and all of you get lost.
Yeah, but you just got to stay on the trail. See, it's the people that go off the trails for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's where you wind up in trouble.
I can't even fathom it. I wouldn't even know the first thing to do on a hike. I've barely ever been on a hike.
Right.
Like, the most popular hike. Like, I don't do hikes. I wouldn't even buy hiking shoes. I'd be embarrassed to walk into REI and buy hiking shoes.
Why? Because everybody else is there buying hiking shoes.
Because I would feel like a dork.
Yeah, but everybody else there is buying the same thing.
Yeah, but then I feel
That'd be like
I would have...
being embarrassed like walking into Golfdom and buying like a new putter. Like everybody's doing
I
it.
Would feel like a fraud. If I walked into a REI
you
store.
You feel like people would sniff you out. Like, look at this poser.
Yeah. I couldn't wear hiking shoes.
Just have them delivered to your house. You can't even do that.
No. I couldn't. I would feel like the biggest dork in the DMV if I had hiking shoes.
Right.
Ain't anything. I'm a sneakers guy.
Yeah, but your sneakers don't give you the right amount of support.
Which,
right,
by traction. The way, these Hoka slip-ons that Drab hates. Yeah.
You love them?
They're so comfortable. I mean, I love these things. Now, the white is I've had to wash these things so many times.
It's a real old man shoe, though. A slip-in white, full white shoe.
They're so comfortable. Yeah. I might want the blacks.
Right.
Too. But the blacks, it would be a lot less maintenance. They're so comfortable.
I know the Hokas are comfortable. I understand.
They're great.
Those are the same ones that Tony Romo wears?
No, I think he's a Skechers guy.
Oh, I thought he was Hoka. No, you're right. I think he is
Tony
Skechers.
Tony Romo's a Skechers guy.
I think you're right.
Howie Long is a Skechers guy. If the money were right, Cakes would be a Skechers guy.
And you know what?
What about Mr. T?
Like,
what about Mr. T?
Mr. T? from like Rocky III?
Is he Skechers?
He has a shoe deal?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He might be Skechers.
I was not aware.
I'm not sure.
I just
good for him.
You know who is
You haven't seen that commercial?
You know who has a huge sneaker collection that you don't realize? That guy right over there.
Valdez does?
He's got a huge.
Really?
It's mostly golf.
Are you a down low sneakerhead?
It's golf only.
He How many enough. Pairs?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Are you brand loyal? Are they all the same brand? Or are you?
I feel like I've gotten good enough that I can wear Jordan golf shoes on the course. So I splurge for Jordan golf shoes.
Whenever there's a new Jordan golf
shoe, I did not know this.
He tends to buy them. And he popped open his trunk one time and you thought it was like Allen Iverson's trunk.
Really?
It was ridiculous. I mean, there was 100 pairs of golf shoes in there.
Look at that.
Yeah. Now, I feel like you should keep them a little bit better because you want them to breathe and I don't know.
Well, sometimes when they get stinky, I leave them out.
Yeah. But yeah, he's got a huge Jordan golf shoe collection.
Yeah. That, I did not know that about Valdez.
You and Keegan.
Man, that's how I know Jordan has jumped the shark.
Because, because
I have 10 pairs.
Right. You're just late to the party. That's okay.
I have to say my favorite pair of golf shoes right now are Adidas slip-on with just a zipper.
Okay.
You know, remember you asked me, Drabby, if I was going to get some that had the Velcro? I essentially have that.
Yeah.
I have slip-on Adidas golf shoes, and you just zip.
Yeah, but I feel like Velcro you either have to be like 4 or 84. To wear shoes with Velcro on them.
Right.
Yeah. Like if I'm wearing Velcro shoes in here, it's almost time to take me to the top of the building and push me off.
I feel
the
like
edge
we're gonna talk about golf shoes in the next day or two. I don't know how much I can talk about it right now.
We have a gift coming.
The box is here.
Oh, okay.
What are we doing?
Well, it's on Manti's desk. I don't know, it hasn't been opened.
Oh, the Manti ones.
Yes.
We ordered fancy ones.
So I don't know how much I can say. Drabby, can I say?
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Would it must be a sponsor or something that offers
potential, and yeah. I'm not sure if they're officially on board yet.
I'm going to go over there because today's Tuesday.
Pair.
I think they're all in for the meeting. I'm going to go get
them. That is correct.
By the way, my wife yesterday did not believe me. She was talking to me about the cardboard beds in Paris, in the
To prevent
Olympic
polling?
Village.
Yeah, for less
and
polling.
And I said those are the anti-sex beds.
Yeah.
She didn't believe me. And I'm going to have to send her a headline. That's what they're there. I think she thought they were there for, you know, like some sort of climate thing.
Are they designed to only hold the weight of one person?
Yeah, basically. And you know you can't get frisky.
Right, if you try to smush on the bed with a second person, then it's going to be trouble.
Yeah, and you're like rattling it. You know, like what Drabby and Sarah are going to do tonight for the anniversary. Right?
We'll have to see.
Cardboard beds. Who knew? Who knew that was the thing?
Where's the dinner tonight? Fancy? What are you going to go to?
Are
Moe's
you bringing
or something?
The kid? Are you bringing the kids?
Probably on my kitchen table.
You're not going to do like a fancy anniversary?
You're not going to go out to DC Prime?
Maybe this weekend.
You don't have like built-in babysitters? Like your in-laws?
Not. We do have a babysitter, but not for tonight.
Not for tonight?
Yeah.
It's a school night?
School night. Show comes early in the morning.
Yeah.
We'll save it for Saturday.
Plus, you got to save yourself for Friday night with Creed. You and Scott Stapp having an intimate evening with 20,000 plus each if you live live.
Right.
I'm sure I'm in trouble.
By the way, the other thing I wanted to bring up that I mentioned that I had jotted down is we went through the Bullets Forever grades for the Wiz.
Yep.
And what did they give Saar again? They gave him a D+. CBS Sports gave him
a C. Yeah.
Which is exactly what I gave him. I think I might have given him maybe C-. But they gave him a C. They gave Bub Carrington an A, which I also gave him.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Reed Sheppard, though?
A+.
I was smitten with Reed Sheppard late in the process.
Reed Sheppard is blowing
Man,
everybody
when I saw
away.
Him in the summer league game against the Wiz, I had the googly eyes.
Yeah.
He was
so stupid.
I was staring longingly at him at the TV set.
Over under 77 for Charlie Woods today.
Over or under?
I'm going to go under. I feel he bounces back.
He must have. I didn't see any of it, but you shoot 82. He had a lot of doubles yesterday.
He had a bunch of bogeys.
I'm going to say under 77.
I'm going to say
maybe right around.
That's a good number, I think.
Yeah.
Dude, he was throwing his club.
I think he's got a 70. Well, he's got a 75 in him.
All right. If I said 76 and a half, what would you do?
I go right on the number.
I go under.
I'm going under 77 though, and I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for Charlie. I want Charlie to feel good about himself.
Yeah. Have some confidence.
There's too much pressure.
Have some bravado.
Yeah, I want him to feel good about himself.
Act like Dan Quinn when he walked into DC Prime last night. Just have that strut. Have that confidence.
Exactly.
All right, speaking of Dan Quinn, he'll be doing a joint presser with Adam Peters around 10:30. You can hear it here on The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley up next. EB loves Daily Mail. He checks it like every day. It's almost always like negative, like horrible stories.
I don't like that part of it, but it's great fodder for the show.
But here's an actual positive story.
And also a lot of the stories are literally full of fake information.
Okay.
But it is interesting.
I'm assuming this is true.
Parts are true.
Here's your headline. Miracle as hiker 48 is found alive after 2 weeks missing in Kentucky wilderness as rescuers reveal the clue that helped find him. So the hiker's name was Scott Hearn. He was last seen by his family in Ohio on July 4th before he went hiking in the Red River Gorge, which is nearly 100 miles away, the next day. The Wolf County Search and Rescue Team said his diary revealed he had previously visited Bell Falls along Highway 715, which led crews to visit that area on Saturday. During the search, about 2 weeks after he was reported missing, rescuers found a shoe print and evidence of a walking stick. Then a faint noise was heard calling out, and Hearn was located on a steep embankment below a cliff line. He was found 14 days after he went missing.
That's unbelievable.
He survived 12 days, according to the story.
Eating what?
Without any food or water.
He didn't even have rainwater?
That's impossible.
He didn't even have rainwater?
I don't think
you can survive without water for two
weeks. I'm reading directly from the story.
I know. I just don't believe that.
It is truly a miracle that Mr. Hearn was found after 14 days and 12 days without any food or water. We were persistent in our search, but hope was fading.
That's amazing.
Look, I don't know a lot about hiking, but aren't you never supposed to go hiking alone? Like, isn't that like a big no-no? Like, because in case you get lost or you get injured or...
Well, what good is it to you, do you, like, if me and you got lost together, it'd be just as bad as just me or you.
I think we couldn't do anything. I think it's more for, like, if I snap my ankle...
If you have a medical emergency.
Maybe you can be a hero and strap me to your back and carry me out of the
Yeah, but if we both get lost, we're both lost.
Then it's real trouble.
Valdez, this is from medicine.net. Okay. Very reputable site.
Sure. First I'm hearing of it, but yeah, go ahead.
I just said, how long can you survive until dehydration kills you?
Yeah.
It says 3 days.
So maybe he sipped out of a creek bed or something.
That's what I'm saying. He had to have had something.
There's
no way you can go 14 days without water. The body can't withstand that.
But also credit him for he had like a hiking journal or diary telling people like where he was going. I guess in case he went missing.
Yeah. We talked about the Portnoy thing where he was floating away on his boat, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And he had to fire off a flare.
That's right.
Nobody even saw the flare. He was just lucky that somebody was on like a little canoe.
Right.
And they found him. I'm telling you, man, I don't have that adventurous bone in my body. I don't need to go hiking, and I don't need to go.
I'm okay.
I really don't even need to take a boat.
I'm okay to do like a short hike, like inside of a national park. Maybe like 4 miles total, 2 miles out, 2 miles back, stay on the trail the whole time. I can do that. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That's easy.
But not along the Red River Gorge?
Just going out like on the Appalachian Trail.
By yourself? With a big
giant backpack and little else?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not for me. Well, not my thing.
This is what you do. You go with other people.
You go with other people.
All right. That's 100%. What you do.
But you could go with other people and all of you get lost.
Yeah, but you just got to stay on the trail. See, it's the people that go off the trails for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's where you wind up in trouble.
I can't even fathom it. I wouldn't even know the first thing to do on a hike. I've barely ever been on a hike.
Right.
Like, the most popular hike. Like, I don't do hikes.
I would even buy hiking shoes. I'd be embarrassed to walk into REI and buy hiking shoes.
Why? Because everybody else is there buying hiking shoes.
Because I would feel like a dork.
Yeah, but everybody else there is buying the same thing.
Yeah, but then I feel
That'd be like
I would
being embarrassed, like walking into Golfdom and buying like a new putter. Like everybody's doing
it. I would feel like a fraud if I walked into an REI store.
You feel like people would sniff you out. Like, look at this poser.
Yeah. I couldn't wear hiking shoes.
Just have them delivered to your house. You can't even do that.
No, I couldn't. I would feel like the biggest dork in the DMV if I had hiking shoes.
Right.
Anything. I'm a sneakers guy.
Yeah, but your sneakers don't give you the right amount of support.
Which,
right,
by the traction. Way, these Hoka slip-ons that Drab hates,
you love them.
They're so comfortable. I mean, I love these things. Now the white is I've had to wash these things so many times.
It's a real old man shoe though. A slip-in white, full white shoe.
They're so comfortable. Yeah. I might want the blacks.
Right.
Too. The blacks, it would be a lot less maintenance. They're so comfortable.
I know the Hokas are comfortable. I understand.
They're great.
Those are the same ones that Tony Romo wears?
No, I think he's a Skechers guy.
Oh, I thought he was Hoka. No, you're right. I think he is
Tony
Skechers.
Tony Romo's a Skechers guy.
I think you're right.
Howie Long is a Skechers guy. If the money were right, Cakes would be a Skechers guy.
And do
the
you
money,
know what?
What about Mr. T? What about Mr. T?
Mr. T? From like Rocky
Skechers.
3?
Is he Skechers?
He has a shoe deal?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He might be Skechers.
I was unaware.
I'm not sure.
Good for him.
You know who is
You haven't seen that commercial?
You know who has a huge sneaker collection that you don't realize? That guy right over there.
Valdez does?
He's got a huge.
Really?
It's mostly golf.
Are you a down low sneakerhead?
It's golf only.
How many pairs?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Are you brand loyal? Are they all the same brand? Or are you?
I feel like I've gotten good enough that I can wear Jordan golf shoes on the course. So, I splurge for Jordan golf shoes.
Whenever there's a new Jordan golf shoe,
I did not know this.
He tends to buy them. And he popped open his trunk one time, and you thought it was like Allen Iverson's trunk.
Really?
It was ridiculous. I mean, there was 100 pairs of golf shoes in there.
Look at that.
Yeah. Now, I feel like you should keep them a little bit better because you want them to breathe and I don't know.
Well, sometimes when they get stinky, I leave them out.
Yeah. But yeah, he's got a huge Jordan golf shoe collection.
Yeah. I did not know that about Valdez.
You and Keegan. Man,
that's how I know Jordan has jumped the shark.
Because
I have 10 pairs.
Right. You're just late to the party. That's okay.
I have to say my favorite pair of golf shoes right now are Adidas slip-on with just a zipper.
Okay.
You know, remember you asked me, Drabby, if I was going to get something that had the Velcro? I essentially have that.
Yeah.
I have slip-on Adidas golf shoes, and you just zip.
Yeah, but I feel like Velcro you either have to be like 4 or 84 to wear shoes with Velcro on them.
Right.
Like, yeah. if I'm wearing Velcro shoes in here, it's almost time to take me to the top of the building and push me off the
edge. I feel like we're going to talk about golf shoes in the next day or two. I don't know how much I can talk about it right now.
We have a gift coming.
It's here. The box is here.
Oh, okay.
What are we doing?
Well, it's on Manti's desk. I don't know. It hasn't been opened.
Oh, the Manti ones.
Yes.
That we ordered fancy ones.
So I don't know how much I can say. Drabby, can I say?
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Would it must be a sponsor or something that offers
potential? And I'm not sure if they're officially on board yet.
I'm going to go over there because today's Tuesday. I think they're all in for the meeting. I'm going to go get them.
That is correct.
By the way, my wife yesterday did not believe me. She was talking to me about the cardboard beds in Paris, in the
to prevent
Olympic
polling?
Village.
Yeah, for less
polling.
I said
those are the anti-sex beds.
Yeah.
She didn't believe me. And I'm going to have to send her a headline. That's what they're there. I think she thought they were there for, you know, like some sort of climate thing.
Are they designed to only hold the weight of one person?
Yeah, basically. And you know you can't get frisky.
Right. If you try to smush on the bed with a second person, then it's going to be trouble.
Yeah, and you're like rattling it. And, you know, like what Drabby and Sarah are going to do tonight for the anniversary. Right?
We'll have to see.
Cardboard beds. Who knew? Who knew that was
where,
the thing?
Where's the dinner tonight? Fancy? What are you going to go to? Moe's
or something?
Are you, bringing,
the kid? Are you bringing the kids?
Probably on my kitchen table.
You're not going to do like a fancy anniversary?
You're not going to go weekend. Out to DC Prime?
Maybe this weekend.
You don't have a like built-in babysitters? Like your in-laws?
Not. We do have a babysitter, but not for tonight.
Not for tonight?
Yeah.
It's a school night?
School night. Show comes early in the morning.
Yeah.
We'll save it for Saturday.
Plus, you got to save yourself for Friday night with Creed. You and Scott Stapp having an intimate evening with 20,000 plus in Chiffy Lube Live.
All right. I'm sure I'm in trouble.
By the way, the other thing I wanted to bring up that I mentioned that I had jotted down is we went through the Bullets Forever grades for the Wiz.
Yep.
And what did they give Saar again? They gave him a D plus.
CBS Sports gave him a C.
Yeah. Which is exactly what I gave him. I think I might have gave him maybe C minus. But they gave him a C. They gave Bub Carrington an A, which I also gave him.
Yeah.
And Reed Sheppard, though?
A plus.
I was smitten with Reed Sheppard late in the process.
Reed Sheppard is blowing everybody away.
Man, when I saw
away.
Him in the summer league game against the Wiz, I had the googly eyes.
Yeah.
He was so smooth.
I was staring longingly at him at the TV set.
Over under 77 for Charlie Woods today. Over or under?
I'm gonna go under.
He must have. I didn't see any of it, but you shoot 82. He had a lot of doubles yesterday.
Bunch of bogeys.
I'm gonna say under 77.
I'm gonna say
maybe right around.
That's a good number, I think.
Yeah,
dude, he was throwing his clubs.
I think he's got a 70. Right, well, he's got a 75 in him.
All right, if I said 76 and a half, what would you do?
I go on the number.
I go under.
I'm going under 77 though, and I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for Charlie. I want Charlie to feel good about himself.
Yeah. Have some confidence.
There's too much pressure.
Have some bravado.
Yeah, I want him to feel good about himself.
Act like Dan Quinn when he walked into DC Prime last night. Just have that strut. Have that confidence.
Exactly.
All right, speaking of Dan Quinn, he'll be doing a joint presser with Adam Peters around 10:30. You can hear it here on The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley, up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.